everybody. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the weekly meeting for the Mastermind Group of Clear's Tai Chi Instructors. And with us today are myself, hey, and Harry Legg in Verona, New Jersey.
Hello, hello, hello.
Matt Holker here in Maryville, Tennessee, outside of Knoxville.
Hi, everybody. Hello.
Jim Kelly in Boca Raton, Florida.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Daniel Stringer in Paisley?
Yeah, Florida. Paisley, Florida. Hello, hello.
And Greg Goldmeyer in Ann Arbor, Michigan?
Yep. Hello.
Cool. Today I wanted to talk to you guys about the fastest way to Tai Chi mastery. And the internal push hands, in my personal educated opinion, is the fastest way to do that, the fastest way to get to high level and really have skills, the skill sets and other things. And you do have to put in work on other aspects and things like the jings, where you would do that with form and in your push hands and in other ways, like either just stationary standing or walking around. But ultimately, the applying of it and the doing of it and the making it more and bigger and faster and more comprehensive and all that is easiest to do when you're working with a partner, both sometimes helping, feeding you and pointing things out because they're working with the ting, and sometimes based on it's a competition and they're trying to do whatever the skill is. Let's say it's rooting. They're trying to root the best they can and you're trying to root the best you can, and you're feeding off of each other and playing off of each other and enhancing each other and going, okay, you know, here's where you're having some trouble or where you are not or where you are or all of that anyways. And so it's a lot of very direct, very immediate feedback that any two people can both build a lot of skill off of, and neither one of them has to be, you know, ideally you're at an intermediate level, but you don't have to be high level for both of you to get to high level ability as you both continue to progress working off of and with each other. And I've got, of course, there are other things to study, intermediate and advanced curriculum, the Qigong, like the Fa Gong and that kind of thing, the Tai Chi fighting method. And in our curriculum, and even in the push hands curriculum, there is some education that is regarding those things specifically. And so I'm going to ask you guys a question here, and we'll let you go one at a time. What is your favorite long-term benefit that you have got from internal push hands? Harry?
Wow, the mind is spinning because there's so many benefits. Well, long-term benefit.
Well, it's a deep subject.
I think ultimately learning to continue, and it is a struggle and it's a continual thing, to be softer and softer and softer, because that's going to be good both martially and from a health standpoint.
Yeah, healing in yourself and others. Sure. Yeah, Matt. I'm going down the list here, by the way. So
yeah. My favorite benefit. Honestly, I guess if I had to put it into like a general.
And this is long-term benefit we're talking about too. So.
Yeah. My favorite long-term benefit, I think, would be the sensitivity, because I end up aware of so much more without really thinking about it. And it's benefited me in so many ways, and it benefits, you know, all of my students, and it has, you know, all of the things that I really kind of wanted to get out of Tai Chi, that I had heard about, that, you know, that I was aware were kind of in there. What I wasn't aware of at first was how related they all are to Ting and to sensitivity, and that the more you improve that, the better all those other things come, and the better you can use all of those other things, and that it's all really tied into that. And so as I have, you know, as my sensitivity has improved over time, and built up just kind of my natural ability to perceive things has built over time because of the push hands. A lot of the other things that I was looking for from the Tai Chi have come along with that, and I have them sort of naturally because I have the sensitivity naturally, and you know, all day long, not just when I'm doing Tai Chi. So that's, I think that's my favorite.
Cool. Greg?
I think it's just the integrity, you know, getting somebody to continually push your buttons, and then the practice of, oh, no, I can be here in this space and I can be it this way without too much, you know, grr or pushback or whatever. You know, if I'm talking long term, you know, it's definitely the sensitivity and that sort of biofeedback kind of thing, in the testing ground. But if it's life, it's like, you know, I'm in it for who I am, and it helps me with that.
Cool. Daniel?
I mean, kind of mirroring what Greg's saying. I mean, I'm a kung fu guy originally. I did Shaolin kung fu for a long time, and Chuanfa, and which is like Chinese Kenpo, and a lot of the other traditional martial arts. And with the Tai Chi roadmap and the progression of Tai Chi of Li, you know, physical level, Yi, Qi, Jing, Shen, Void, all these things, it really means my journey never ends, because I could take every single aspect of all the martial arts that I know and every movement that I know, and I can continually cultivate those things through the Tai Chi method and work on internal mechanics and where's the E at, what's the energy doing. And there's so, it's such a vast topic. It just means I can work on this, each part of it, forever. And it's just, it's not, you know, you do other martial arts and it's like, okay, so I've got this block, I've got 155 moves for this system or whatever. But just the continual refining, and because I, you know, I'm a long-term student of martial arts, I just love it. So it just makes me forever.
Cool. Jim?
Well, I guess, you know, because of my background and occupation, I found that the best thing has been, you know, really learning to relax and at the same time listen. You know, I haven't gotten it to the level of you guys, you know, by any means, but I can notice the difference already. So, you know, just being able to totally relax the body allows you to move faster and think clearer and not have a lot of the obstructions, you know, both physically, you know, mentally and emotionally.
Cool. What I had put for my answer on that is that the long-term benefit is that it's fun. I get something that really enhances and increases my skills and ability while having fun, and that it's interesting. You know, that it's kind of like solving a puzzle or playing a video game that requires you increasing your skill in order to progress through levels, right? And that it's, along with that, that it's a physical activity, and so I'm getting the benefit of that as well, that it's mentally stimulating, and I'm getting the benefit of that along with doing all the kinds of things that you guys said, and that the long-term thing is that you can get something that benefits you and at some point grow tired of it with the internal push hands. If you play it enough to really get what's going on and to start building these kinds of skills, at some point it becomes, you know, you almost have to sometimes go, I'm having so much fun, I got to remember I'm trying to work on increasing like the ting or the softness or something else while I'm doing it. And as you're doing that and you get in there, like I say, like a video game or a puzzle, that kind of an activity. And so that long-term, just increasingly that. And we know from like Alzheimer's and this kind of thing, that keeping your mind stimulated in a way that like, solving puzzles or crosswords or those kind of things are really helpful to keep your mind sharp and to kind of combat the effects of that. And so that's a nice benefit. That's not what makes me play it, but it's nice to know that that's a benefit of what makes it fun and interesting long-term to play. So I've got here for the next one, what is your favorite part of playing internal push hands on a regular basis? In other words, not thinking about it in terms of long term, but when you actually go to play, what is your favorite part or thing or things kind of with that. And that when you think about the next time I'm going to play, that kind of is stimulating or interesting or favorite to you in that way. And now I'm going by the order up there, and now everybody's jostled around a little bit. So, Greg, you're up on the line first there.
Well, I would echo the fun thing, because there is something that if you're having trouble working it up for solo practice, playing push hands takes care of that, because you're laughing. And I definitely think there is sort of this petri dish. I kind of feel like in some ways I'm very selfish about it. Mostly what I'm looking for is feedback about what I can sense and what's going on in me. And so that keeps it pretty clean. And there's a little competitiveness sometimes, but it keeps it pretty clean about that kind of thing. And so we end up laughing a whole hell of a lot.
Cool. Jim?
I guess the thing that I like the most, and it's just, I'm still against the working on it, but I noticed how much less physical that I've had to be compared to the external arts and, you know, the way I was used to practicing. So you know, still have, every time I do it, I find that, you know, it's amazing how little force you need and how much, you know, you have to eliminate that. So I find that very interesting, though, and how much you can get accomplished with just the internal and the, you know, the E and, you know, just using the jings and everything.
Are you finding that with the that when you're doing that and you feel like you're not using hardly anything, that you're playing with people, if they're new, that feel like you're using like a lot of power?
Yeah.
Really not. Yeah. Talk about
that. Yeah, no. A lot of them describe it as, you know, feeling like you're getting hit with a, you know, a big force across your whole body, as opposed to that one specific punch or touch, you know, which is a good summary.
You know? Yeah. So you've got that pung coming back out, and they're with that, through that softness, and you're feeling that. So that's cool. Yeah. That's an appropriate, thing to be having happen in your play.
Excellent. Yeah.
Matt.
You know, what I really like about it is, well, I mean, it's so, yeah, it's fun. And that's, you know, that's invaluable. But
I think it's one of the most important things for long term, to really want to play long term, to not go, okay, I'm tired of that, I'm going to go do something else. If it's fun, it's going to keep you doing the things, you know. If somebody's working out and it's grueling every day, hard to continue that at some, you know, first time you get an interruption, it's like, oh yeah, I'm going to go back to that thing. If it's fun, you're looking forward to getting back to it, and then chances of getting there are just so much more, you know, it's just so much easier to go, oh man, I'm missing that so much, I got to do that thing. Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's really, yeah, it's perfect. But the, it is fun, and that is great, but it is also a great tool that allows me to get a lot of really great stuff for myself, even when I'm playing with beginners. And you can do it because of the method of the game, you can make it as competitive or not competitive as you kind of want. And as much about the developing of the skill or testing of the skill as you kind of want at, you know, in any given session, as long as you're like talking to people about it. And so, you know, at this point I have kind of a lot of beginners, and a bunch of them are a good deal bigger than me, a good deal stronger than me. I have this army vet, who's kind of a big guy. I have a guy who, was, I don't know what he did for a living, but he's like built like a giant pit bull standing on two legs. And then I've got this, you know, Alex is like a championship power lifter with a PhD in like physiology and, you know, and built like an, like a serious power lifter type athlete, and has just a lot of integrity and strength kind of coming in the door. And then, using this method, I am playing with these guys and, you know, able to play at a level where, they're pushing on me, going like, wow, don't mess with Matt. He's a beast. And, you know, and it doesn't feel like I'm doing all that much. And, you know, and these big guys are, you know, they're having fun with it, and I'm getting a lot out of it, and they're getting a lot out of it. And, you know, everybody's skill is improving as we go. And it's just really great to have a tool like that. You know, I can teach classes to a certain extent to these same people, but it's just not the same as when you're actually getting hands-on with the method. It's just not.
With the internal push hands method. Welcome, Art Don. Well, hey, Art. Hey, Art. Art's a new regional organizer, and he's in the Washington, D.C. area. Is that accurate?
Correct, yeah. Northwest Washington.
And we're going to let the next person in line take this, and then you can answer this question, but I'm going to tell you what the question is that everybody's answering, which is, what is your favorite part of playing internal push hands on a regular basis? And so, Harry, we're going to have Harry answer that, and then we're going to come to you and let you tell us what your favorite part is on that. Harry?
All right. Well, first of all, I have no idea what Greg is talking about when he says occasionally competitive. No idea.
You know nothing about that.
Same with Daniel. But anyway. All right. So there's that. And that, of course, is fun. And we do keep coming back to the fun part of it. I've got kind of two quick answers on it. One is, I always have fun working on whatever my current thing to work on is. So right now, I'm having a ton of fun playing with e-skill, discovering all at my level where I'm at that I can do with it. I remember having it, and I'll need to do more of it, but remember having a ton of fun with Hen and Haw and finding someone's float and all the various things, and that seems to be a never-ending list.
It is.
So that is a lot of fun. And then I'll echo Matt. It is a lot of fun when I come up against weightlifters, CrossFit people, some karate guys that have come in, and I'm like, oh, they're going to be so tight. This is going to be a blast. They assume they're not good, you know, and I'm polite about it, so I don't mean it in a inappropriate, egotistical way, but it's fun. These guys come in, think they're going to, you know, you're going to do what to me? Yeah, sure, and boom, they go with nothing, and they can't believe it. So that contributes to the fun. And then contributes to hoping to entice them to want more of this. What on earth are you doing? I want this, is where I'd like to try to take it with them.
Cool.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
Internal push hands practice is absolutely essential to real development in Tai Chi. There is no better or faster way to get hands-on feedback of your progress. But not all push hands games and even internal push hands games are created equal. There is one internal push hands game that builds true internal skill faster and better than anything else I've ever seen. I teach the nitty gritty of that game in an online course that is available at internalpushhands.com. In over 40 years of constant study and research, this internal push hands method has stood the test of time. The Clears Internal Push Hands method is truly the secret of my success and the secret of the success of all of my top students. To learn more about the Internal Push Hands and how to add it to your own training, go to internalpushhands.com. That's internalpushhands.com.
Art?
Okay, well, unfortunately, because I'm a late starter in this group, or, you know, behind Harry and Matt and everybody, I don't have nearly experience with the internal push hands, but I certainly get occasions to try it and work on it. And I'm just getting over a cold. What I get the most out of is when I just get everything right and get the effortless motion on the other person to just move without a lot of physical force. I find that while it's sort of a general overall feature, I guess, it lets me know that I'm working things correctly and letting the energy flow through me. And it gives me a sense of accomplishment and, you know, having things right. And it relates to the other person, because a lot of the people I work with are some of them are newer to push hands, or the ones I'm trying to introduce the clear push hands to, and impress upon them how exactly the way it works. And it's even less physical than the, I guess, what you might call yang push hands with the motion. So I like that, as those aspects of it. and also the just the general overall feeling of the energy. And while I'm still working on becoming more sensitive to energy flow in me and the other person, I'm always aware of that when I do the push hands, and it helps me, gives me feedback. So.
Cool. All right. Let's see here. For me, it's like the puzzle or video game. It takes you from where you are and helps you progress to the next level. And so it's sort of like when people, and they're on level 5 of whatever video game it is, and they're trying to get to level 6 or level 7, and they're trying to get to level 8. And it's like, oh, I'm trying to, you know, and then I do something that gets me up to that next level. And if you're really training it longer term, more seriously, you find that you kind of take a step up, not necessarily every time you play, but fairly often. And it's always like, oh, cool, now I'm playing it at that level, you know, and there's an increase there. And there's always another level to be had, so there's always more fun to be had in terms of that. And so I really do enjoy that, you know, get to the new level and play that for a little bit and then go, okay, where does this go next? And not so much that I'm trying to rush through or anything. I want to know the level that I'm in, and that can be slightly towards the work side. But then even exploring that and experiencing that and getting good at that, and then when it takes another step up, either because of something that's just naturally where I'm at increasing, or something they did and or put in there that was a new element or a different element that caused me to grow. And so I really like getting that growth out of it, and I get growth out of it almost every time I play. So then the next thing is, what would you say is the best benefit for fighting that you have got from the internal push hands? And that's, and when I say that, I mean push hands for fighting or internal push hands for fighting. In either one, both. But what would you say are the best things that you're kind of getting on or have found or have got that really stood out to you somehow?
All of the inherent ground path, kind of training out of that and taking it to root, really builds and continues any internal iron body that we've worked on. So that sort of, I don't know, confidence or whatever, like I'm not going to get broken if I get punched, is helpful, as well as the ting that comes out of that. Because the more that you play, the more ting that you've got. And so it becomes less about, I hope I can move as fast as, it's like, oh, it's coming there and joining it rather than, I don't know, feeling like I better, I hope, I must, you know, I don't want to hope, I want to know, you know, I want to feel it and know, I don't want to hope.
Cool. Harry, I'm going through the list here as you're on the screen.
So. Sure. Obviously, I love everything Greg had just pointed out. So a couple of other things I would say is the importance of your structure and not having even the least bit of lean to you, as well as not being double weighted in how well that will make a difference in fighting, especially with how well you move, how quickly you can move. So,
cool. Let's see. Art.
Yes, well, I think maybe I'll build on what Harry said a little bit. What I find very beneficial is the, besides the structure and alignment, the connectedness, just keeping the whole structure aligned so that the energy can flow properly, whether to absorb or redirect or emit the energy. That's an aspect I've lately been working on in particular to develop ability, and that's what I find very valuable right now.
Cool. Matt?
Everything that everybody just said is absolutely true of the method. It does over time build all of those things and all of those qualities, and they're all very, very martially effective in kind of surprising ways. And I guess what I will add to that is that because of the method, sort of echoing what I said earlier, it builds those skills in where they're natural, where you can kind of just carry them around with you. And because it is an internal method, and at least at the level that I'm working on, and a lot of the guys here are working on, it's an E method, a mind based, you know, a lot of mind skills. It's something that you can easily turn on and off when it's appropriate and when it's not. And so, you know, I don't have to worry about like petting the dog and like maybe injuring it or something. But at the same time, you know, the other night I had a phase two CLOT student slap my hand for, you know, for one of the drills that we were doing. And he was like, "Oh man, that hurts." And I wasn't doing anything, you know, special, except that I was, you know, I realized sort of after the fact, I was just in a good sort of Tai Chi kind of relaxed state. And he was hitting my relaxed hand, and it had this natural iron built into it, and my body weight and the integrity and everything that we work on through the push hands. It just, you end up carrying it around with you. If you're doing the training, if you're really working on it the way that you're supposed to, it builds your sort of baseline of all of these skills and all of that power and, you know, and all of the health benefits that come with all of the structure and integrity and all of that too. But, you know, for the combat, it's just that it's there with you all the time, I think is the thing that I like the most about it, about that, you know, that particular form of the training that we do for the combat.
Cool. Jim?
You know, it's odd to, I'm sitting here thinking about it, and then to build a little bit on what Craig and Matt said, I think one of the funniest things is, I remember recently I was walking down a hallway and it had a lot of doors that opened out, and somebody just burst through a door, and door swung at me, and even before thinking, you know, I was able to absorb the impact, you know, soften the body, and you know, so many of the things that carry over from the, you know, from the internal push hands. And, you know, poor guy thought he killed me, you know, but okay, everything's good. You know, just take it easy next time, busting through a door. So there's that aspect of it. And then the other thing I've seen is that being able to transmit so much power without even really having to move, you know, move your hand, or it used to be the thing with the, you know, winding up and punching and, you know, coming in. And now it amazes me how much more power you can generate by not even moving, you know. It all works through the body, and, you know, it's just a very, very interesting, you know, interesting feeling.
Cool. Daniel?
Yeah, I mean, just to echo what everybody's saying, I mean, we go through six people studying the art this way, we're going to come up with a lot of mirroring ideas. But really, just the more I get familiar with the ting and the E and the structure, and I play a lot of push hands, especially with teaching. And I think the best benefit, other than what Matt was saying of carrying it with you all the time, is just being able to do things at first contact. You know, if somebody swings at me or goes to shove me or whatever, it's right now. It's sometimes before I've even consciously processed it, you've already grabbed their balance, messed up their structure, or they've, you know, bounced off you or something. And so just working the curriculum and working the material the way that you, of course, Sifu, is encouraging us to work the material, it's building that real-time skill so that I don't have to think about, oh, I'll use this move or whatever. It's just right now, just like, you know, with some more external fighting, but it's these internal skills. So it's just really powerful and really quick and just really beneficial for that. So.
Cool. The, for mine, I put, did I miss anybody? I think maybe on that last round of question before this one, I might've missed one of you, which I apologize. It's just that everybody's not showing up on my screen unless I start scrolling around. So anyways, so then, what I put for mine was, iron body, like you guys talked about, internal iron palm, cotton palm, like you talked about, ting and yi for dimok, striking inside and disturbing the balance and the structure and the other things like that, and anything that they've got as an error, being able to capitalize on that instantly, just from before I've really even consciously, really before it's fully consciously occurred to me what's going on there. And that is that, by the way, as you train, is faster and faster as well. So even though you might already have responded to it, you become aware, certainly with the training over time, that you've compromised all those things more on that person than what they already had, but because it was already there to for you to easily do that, and that it becomes such an automatic, and you start getting a stack of these automatic things that are going on, but you are aware of them simply because you do over time with the internal push hands, spend some time focused in on each one, both to be more conscious of it and aware of it, and to get in there and work at it in different kinds of ways, including ways that are very direct, very obvious, but then more and more and more subtle, less obvious ways, and better at compromising them or taking advantage of compromises they already have, but in subtle ways so that they don't even realize how badly you've got them, how much you've got them, while you're doing other stuff, and then it becomes just one more thing that's going on. And so that, and the ting and the e for Dimok striking, and that kind of thing inside their body. And then removing tension from your body, you know, unwanted or bad tension from your body while you're under stress or attack, so that you move better and faster and quicker and more responsibly and all of that. And so you guys kind of hit all the key points that I had put as my primary things that occurred to me. And there are other benefits for it on the fighting side. But that little group of things that we just talked about, and you guys independently kind of all came out with too, that's a lot in a fighting situation, and that can really be the difference between coming out completely unscathed in a situation and losing. Just that stuff right there without a whole lot else going on even. Okay.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
Internal push hands practice is absolutely essential to real development in Tai Chi. There is no better or faster way to get hands-on feedback of your progress. But not all push hands games, and even internal push hands games, are created equal. There is one internal push hands game that builds true internal skill faster and better than anything else I've ever seen. I teach the nitty-gritty of that game in an online course that is available at internalpushhands.com. In over 40 years of constant study and research, this internal push hands method has stood the test of time. The CLEARS internal push hands method is truly the secret of my success and the secret of the success of all of my top students. To learn more about the internal push hands and how to add it to your own training, go to internalpushhands.com. That's internalpushhands.com.